You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's time for a trending report. Oh, good news. The Nuggets beat Charlotte last night by 25.
Nice.
The Chicago Bulls are in town for a game tomorrow night. Where? Ball Arena. Hey, but the crew over there at the arena is going to be very busy today, switching over from hardwoods to ice, because the Avalanche are hosting the Wild tonight. Puck drops at 7.
They are wild, aren't they?
They really are. Well, they're in Minnesota. They got to do something. NCAA basketball tournament gets underway today with a handful of games. Then it goes really hog wild tomorrow. We should point out that the CU Buffaloes have their first tournament game on Saturday morning against Georgetown. Hmm. They say something like 37 million Americans are going to fill out brackets this year, which is down slightly from 2 years ago. But way up from last year when there was no tournament. So
I wouldn't even know where to start.
47. Yeah, but you know what? That wouldn't handicap you at all, because there are a lot of people who win office pools without knowing the
first
thing.
I would have to have a list of names, of teams, of, I don't know, what's a Gonzaga? Like, I don't even.
The Zags.
I don't know anything about this. And I don't care.
They're a good team.
I don't care.
My Michigan Wolverines are a one seed, but I don't expect them to get too far.
Don't even know what that means.
That's right. Listen, the IRS has pushed tax day from the 15th of April to May 17th because, and I quote, this continues to be a tough time for many people.
Sure.
There's a caveat here. These are your federal taxes. So now it's going to depend on whether or not individual states do the same thing for their taxes. So let's just wait and see what Colorado has to say about that.
Yep.
Maybe they already have and I just missed it.
But I haven't seen anything.
For right now, it's the feds saying you get an extra month. All right?
All right.
Here's a story I like so much, because we've talked multiple times on this show about how infuriating the spam robo phone calls are. And I've gone so far as to say on the radio that I would not mind inflicting personal damage upon the people responsible for these.
Mm-hmm.
And I know violence is never the answer. But after a while.
Sometimes
it should be the answer. This is the best satisfaction we can get for right now. A couple of Texas-based robocallers, get a load of this number, Jeremy, who allegedly sent out 1 billion phone calls. They're being fined by the FCC to the tune of almost $250 million.
My goodness.
It is the largest fine in the FCC's history. They claim that these jackbags were... Is that a word? I just made it up?
I don't know, but it needs to be.
I'm going to claim it.
Jackbags.
These jackbags used a technique known as spoofing, and we've all seen what spoofing is. That's when a call comes in from one number, but you as the recipient see a different number on your caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
The FCC said, we've had enough of that. Now, my question is, how are they going to get these jerks to pay the $250 million? And is the kind of thing where they can throw them in jail if they don't?
Probably. Who knows? I have blocked so many spam calls on my phone that
it doesn't
just
do any good.
Block, 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 block.
Yeah, but it doesn't do any good because they're
it's
just randomly.
They hit the next number. You know, it's the next number in line, and then they get you.
You'd
again.
Have to essentially block probably millions of numbers.
Yeah, it's bad. I don't know who got my number, but it's out there.
Anyway, what do you got for trending?
I don't know much about March Madness, but I do know a lot about National Sloppy Joe Day, which is today.
Sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe.
Adam Sandler even has a
sloppy
song about
sloppy
that.
Joe, sloppy Joe.
Yeah, it's pretty iconic there, buddy. Sloppy Joe Day. You a fan? I know I make them every year on Halloween, but
yeah, I like them.
I'm going to make them today, I think.
I like them.
My opinion, one of the greatest foods ever made. Really?
Even looking past the name.
I think that's the charm of it, though.
You wouldn't like the way I do
them. Sloppy Joe. Do you do Manwich? Are you a Manwich guy?
No. It doesn't matter. I mean, the filling is not important to me. The bun is what's important.
Because
I want that really severely toasted bun. Mm. That way it keeps everything from sucking down inside.
Yeah, you don't want a soggy bun.
Soggy bun. So no really toasted buns. On those buns, and that helps.
Yeah, toasty buns. Have a sloppy Joe today, all right, everybody? What else is going on?
Is that really an iconic song and I don't know it?
Yeah, dude. It's the Lunch Lady song.
Okay, sorry.
It's all right.
I know his other songs, but...
Yeah, it's a pretty biggie. I know you're on pins and needles about these two, Dom. Jennifer Lopez, Alex Rodriguez. They are reportedly giving their relationship another shot after A-Rod flew to the Dominican Republic to be with her.
Well, don't do it on our behalf. I mean... Why are they doing this?
I guess they're trying to work things out. They are together. There's some photos floating around where they're all kissy face and looking all cuddly and everything, pretty affectionate. So
it won't last.
This is this might be a bit of a stunt, I think, this whole thing. And we're getting enough attention. So somebody leaked that they were breaking up and there was problems, but secretly they're like, we're so in love.
I wouldn't mind doing a little pool on that.
We could put a dollar in.
Put a dollar in and pick a date for their final separation.
When they sail away. All right, so that's going on. We have talked many times about Kanye West here in the Trending Report, wondering how much this dude is worth. Well, now, according to People Magazine, he's worth $6.6 billion, everybody. What? A lot of it is coming from his apparel company, Yeezy. They're saying that could be almost $5 billion of it.
Yeah, but would
he's
he
got
get
a lot of money?
That?
Would he?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know how that would be divvied out.
I mean, Yeezy. I mean,
Yeezy does it, Dom.
Yeah.
Don't be talking smack about Kanye.
Hey, let me back the card up here a little bit. I don't care.
Here.
Darn it.
Here, listen to that again. You care more about this song than Kanye West.
Anyway, more sloppy Joes than Kanye.
They're saying Kim might only get about $6 million from him in the divorce, and he's worth $6.6 billion. But she's doing fine on her own, though. She's doing just fine. She's doing just fine. Here's something you will never hear from your boss. You should take more breaks. Take more breaks while you're here at work. Well, new study from North Carolina State University found that the more breaks you take at work, the more energy that you're actually going to have, and you're going to do better at your job. Here's the key, though. They're calling them micro breaks. So they're about 5 minutes long each. You're not going to go on a half an hour break,
sure,
you know, multiple times. You're going to take a bunch of micro breaks just to kind of decompress, clear your mind, walk around, and then boom, back to your TPS reports. You dig it? You like this? You on board with this, Dom?
Yes and no, but it's a bigger discussion for another time.
Oh, are we going to talk about it?
Well, it's just the whole concept of interrupting your work, what that does to your brain. It depends on what your work is.
I guess so. It is totally giving people a hall pass to just kind of slack off a little bit more and use the excuse of, it's my micro break. That's why I'm on Amazon.
Some people make a career out of micro breaks.
Right? Josh, our producer. Shout out to Manitou Springs, Colorado today. Expedia just put together a list of the friendliest cities in the country. Manitou Springs fell at number 3.
What's that hotel down there that is so cool?
I don't know, but they got some really good coffee shops in that little town. I do know that.
And Cave of the Winds.
Cave of the Winds, and they got that big staircase down there that you can go walk up.
The incline.
The incline. So you do that, you're in a good mood, you got a good workout, and then they're like, hey, Expedia says you're friendly. Apparently.
And yet my brain immediately went to the 4-star hotel. That's on.
That one. No, they have great
service.
Great towels. Great towels.
Really good towels.
Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
We're going to get a little naughty with clickbait here. Go to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. In a weird way, these two stories kind of go together, or they could go together. A couple videos floating around on TikTok this morning. The first one you're going to see on our Facebook is a 16-year-old girl who's gone viral because her middle finger is almost 6 inches long.
Holy cow.
Massive finger, Dom.
How old is she?
16. And the image is of her flipping, you know, her middle finger's up, so it looks like she's flipping us off, but it's a massive finger. That one's gone viral. And then the next one you need to check out is a woman on TikTok who rated different things that her mom, who is a trauma surgeon, removed from people's rear ends. And there's something charming about this story. I don't know if I use charming. I need a different word. Intriguing. It's intriguing what people are putting in there. And it's funny because she says each person claimed that they accidentally fell on the object that they had to remove.
Jerry.
I fell down. I was gardening naked. My mistake. Check out both those stories on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.